We're going to begin by acknowledging the passing of Hugo Chavez, but I do have a brief propaganda prop. This week I listened to excerpts of Heist, Who Stole the American Dream? And this is a much more highly massaged version than the one I mentioned in Waking Up. A lot of what I took issue with fell in the fields of vantage or perspective, scope, and language. It tells us our dream was stolen, but what was that dream constructed on? And was this theft the fruit of a policy agenda that began just in the 1970s? Really? And is it true that the post-war U.S. had the most productive industrial machine that cranked out unprecedented wealth and prosperity to the American people? Did it? All ruined by the Powell memo and the organization of right-wing think tanks like the Coors Brothers Heritage Foundation? Power, since it first formed its totalitarian vision, has always moved from the perspective of the whole. The globe has been their candy store and focus. But the left punditry is encouraged to base their analysis, advice, and pontificating on the goal of perfecting the nation state. What's their solution to global power? Elect a new president. And if that state is top dog, not even Hugo Chavez can leash it. Or they say we should elect new representatives who somehow, miraculously, will lead us to global sharing and peace. How? If that is the goal, how will your strategies achieve it? Use your reason and play them back. How does your strategy lead to your goal becoming reality? But they never speak with that degree of honesty. And it's difficult to believe they don't see what should be obvious, that global power cannot be ended or reigned by focusing our efforts on the nation state. Hugo Chavez saw that clearly, and for his heart, honesty, and clear thinking, he paid dearly. The passing of the great Hugo Chavez means every Venezuelan of good heart who wants every human being to live their full human possibilities free of force must be Hugo Chavez, which they know much more clearly than me, must stop in its tracks the inevitable attempt to roll back all their hard-earned steps to get global power off their backs. Hugo Chavez was building a concrete vision based in reverence, mutual aid, food sovereignty, and regional planning. And the continuous endorsement of this vision in the streets, manifested publicly, along with a sophisticated understanding that folks will be paid to foster division and fear and erode hope, and that so much depends for the region and all your brothers and sisters globally on your not letting them. I grieve for the inevitable sacrifices you will be forced to make and celebrate your heart. Thank you, Hugo, for giving us such a good start. Oh, lovers of power, oh, mitered aspirants for this world's kingdoms, an hour will come, even to you, when it will be well for your hearts, pausing faint at each broken beat, that there is a mercy beyond human compassions, a love stronger than this strong death, which even you must face, and before it fall, a charity more potent than any sin, even yours. A pity which redeems worlds, nay, absolves priests. Those were the words of the great Charlotte Bronte in Villette. George Eliot said she would rather read Villette for the third time than other novels for the first. All of us have to do this together. End power. Ancestors and yet to be, and we who are their emissaries. I heard Carol Delgado, Venezuelan Council General, speaking on Democracy Now, make some important points about Hugo Chavez's legacy. Because Hugo knew the struggles of those dismissed by so-called rulers and knew that all of us have gifts, have things to share, that it is not charity to care about these struggles and to want to lighten each other's loads, but rather solidarity. She said, "We all have the responsibility to share, no matter how much or how little we have." And of Hugo Chavez, she said, "Before, we didn't have a plan. Now we do." And she described a solid foundation on which to build: universal health care, universal higher education, a regional and global vision based in mutual sharing and solidarity. What's hideous to contemplate is the sadness of Hugo, that he could not help guide that vision on, but rather had to leave his brothers and sisters to face the attempt to erase that forward momentum without him. We all have to be Hugo Chavez.